Danielle's. Parramatta, New South Wales, January 30th, 1893. Dear Brother Danielle's, I would say a few words to you. Be of good courage. You may be inclined to look upon the dark side too much. If you do this, you will not be able to present to those for whom you labor a clear, firm, encouraging, hopeful message. You should keep before the people that their only hope is to be constantly clinging to Jesus Christ, the only refuge for any soul. But do not bring a gloomy note into your work. Do not strike a single discouraging note. Seek to lift Jesus up, and in no case dwell under the shadow of the old covenant. But let your faith and your hope center constantly in Jesus, the source of all life and truth and righteousness. Dwell upon the bright side of the picture. Satan would have us walk in a shadow, but it is our privilege to walk in the light as Christians in the light. They that follow me shall not walk in darkness. Let there be no reason for complaint that you are severe and thus discourage souls. Preach the truth in love. Present every inducement to win, for you can never force nor drive. There will be with you a constant battle to fight with yourself. You become too easily discouraged and allow your mind to dwell upon the dark side when it is a poor policy for you. For as you view things in a discouraging light, you will surely produce just the state of things which your mind dwells upon. Again, you are in danger of judging persons and things too strongly, and deciding under the presentation to your mind, and so produce a state of things just in accordance with your anticipations, when if you had different and more favorable impressions, you would act under these impressions with the very best results. Care is essential in your case that the worst view of persons and things shall not be laid before you, for you will be almost sure to view them in a stronger light than will bear the best fruit. Lift up Jesus as a compassionate, sin-pardoning Savior. Revive the hearts of the people, that they may have increased hope and faith, and never carry the least tinge of discouragement. Let words of kindness be upon your lips. Fan the least spark of hope. The bruised reed shall he not break, nor the smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Matthew 12, verse 20. Keep your eyes uplifted. Remember that you are not to bear the sins of men, for you have not been made a sin-bearer. Jesus only is able to bear the sins of men. Let there be a cheerful ring in your testimonies, in all your preaching. Do not bear down and present condemnation, but freedom, hope, and faith. Educate the people now to believe. It is a difficult matter for you to hold fast the faith once delivered unto the saints, which is a continual firm reliance upon God with unwavering trust. Turn your face to the Son of Righteousness, for there is healing in His wings. You need to work constantly in the same lines in which Christ worked, which is the uplifting, not the depressing. It is the healing virtues in Jesus Christ that should be set before every soul with whom you come in contact. Lean your whole weight upon Jesus. Cast all your burdens and cares upon Him, for He careth for you. May the Lord bless you and Sister Danielle's, that you may be so constantly living under the sunshine of the presence of Jesus Christ, that you will both be like springs of water, whose waters fail not, but Christ in you, a well of water springing up into eternal life. All that you say, all that you do, is pointing souls to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. You want to strike clear, decided notes of faith, hope, courage, and the love of God which passeth knowledge. You will have doubts. You will have many disagreeable things to see, which you will feel, but you must fight the good fight of faith. Let nothing like gloom be attached to your words if you wish to retain your influence. What you expend in cheerful, encouraging words, whatever may be the appearance, is as seed wheat, which will return you a yield of some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. You are, in this, working, educating yourself to have a courageous spirit in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will, as far as your influence is concerned, find no line of work that will pay better. But never carry the whip. Never try to drive. Present the truth as it is in Jesus, and let the truth do its work on human hearts. It is not you that can make the impression on human minds, and if you should leave, in words you speak, a sadness, a discouragement upon the minds, and a sort of hopelessness, who shall make you glad? Holding forth the word of life, Philippians 2, verse 16. In the simplicity of the gospel, and in its most symmetrical and beautiful form, you can win, but never attempt to force. You will find men who profess the truth.
You will find men who profess the truth who neither burn nor shine. All their ideas seem to be degraded, common, cheap. They are too gross to be purified, because this is the office, the work, of the truth upon the human heart. And they do not bring the truth into the soul temple, but keep it in the outer court. They are therefore destitute of its converting, purifying, sanctifying power. The world will present such as a specimen of believers. This will stir up your soul to combat the idea. But bear in mind, people will not believe what the pulpit teaches, but what the church lives. Therefore, personal labor is so very essential for the church that they may not be driven, nor whipped into the traces, but patiently educated in a calm, Christ-like spirit to give forth a clear, luminous light. Make full proof of this ministry God has committed to you. Let all see in your example a beautiful and powerful expression of the sacred power of the truth you handle. And never, never leave in spirit, in word, in testimony, the impression that the Lord is not full of goodness, compassion, tenderness, and love. In this way alone can you win hearts. Be cheerful, be hopeful, and of good courage.